If you are conversant with the way Newbury Christian Community runs, you will know that we have a teaching series for every month. And the teaching series actually includes teachings, individual teachings for the month, not just for the grand theme of the month, but for the entire month. And the theme for the actual teaching we wanted to do today was, you know, in the line of the gospel. We have talked about so many things. We want to talk about the grace emphasis of the gospel. And today's teaching was supposed to be not of works. They had done the flyer already. They had sent it to me. But in the morning, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. So something has been happening to me for the past few days. It began from Christ Life Conference. In fact, how many of you remember day two Abuja, Christ Life Conference Abuja, where I could not preach in the evening? And I said, let us pray. And while I was praying, God showed me someone who had a cyst, and the lady was healed. She later met me and my wife, and her and her husband, they shared their testimony with the scan results. A growth disappeared. I think that's a place to shout glory. But I thought that was all. But I remember that that day, while I was on the stage, the Lord said, you have come to the end of this phase. You and the people that I've given to you, you have come to the end of this phase. It's time to march on to another phase. And I did not know how serious that was until this week. So this week, we pray in the night, midnight encounters, 11:30 to 12. For the past 3 days, something has been happening. Sometimes it will get to 10:30. I'm with my phone. I'm just waiting for 11 o'clock to start the prayer. The next thing is, I'll wake up, it's 2 o'clock. And it's not like I plan to sleep. It's just that I'll find myself somewhere else. And I'll be living life as though like it's just life. Are you getting me? I'll be somewhere else with people. I'll be seeing church members, but I've never seen the places I saw. Sometimes I'll be seeing, I saw Chioma, I saw Minister Gift Ahaneku, some people in the Abuja church, and I'll see myself in a building, a facility. We are just talking, walking around the facility. So it happened the first night. It happened the second night. The third night, I said, no, this thing. Are you with me? If it was that I just, you know, slept, I said, God is trying to get my attention. Something is about to happen. I believe there is a change, there is a shift God wants to launch us into. Lagos Church, I expect a louder glory. You angry I came, Abi? No problem. You will see me more. And so, as I prayed this morning, I had to call our admin people. I said, we are going to talk about he that has an ear. Because, listen, God can be talking to you. If you are not trained, you will not know. You know, one day I was praying and the Lord said to me, at the end of every man's journey, no man can claim that I did not give him enough opportunities. I was like, I don't understand. He said, no man can claim at the end of his life, even if he died at the age of 35, God forbid. But no man can claim that I did not give him enough opportunity and enough information to become all he have planned for him to be. The problem is, did he see it? Are you hearing what I'm saying? The problem is, did he see it? So what does it mean to that, by that phrase, he that has an ear? So having an ear is a spiritual posture that can pick the speakings of God and respond to them. Having an ear is a spiritual posture that can pick the speakings of God and respond to them. Listen, no matter where your life is right now, maybe you are here, you are saying, Pastor, I wish I can just go to school. I wish I can just have more money. I wish my family can just be free. I wish, listen, God is thinking about you and God is speaking to you. Are you getting what I'm saying? The problem is, are you going to respond? And will you even know that he's speaking to you? So let me say it again. Having an ear that hears is a spiritual posture that can pick the speakings of God and respond to them. Because some people cannot speak, therefore they cannot respond. Some people can speak, but they also don't respond. So the both classes are those that have an ear. Or are those that don't have an ear. The both classes, the ones that cannot pick and the ones that pick and cannot respond. God, give me words, give me utterance to explain what I'm trying to say. Give me utterance. I've shared that story here before. I remember when I was in secondary school and had finished secondary school and there was no hope of me going to university. I remember that there was a period. Please listen to me. Reduce more. Don't go. I'll tell you when to come back. There was a period. I just had a prompting that every night I should wake up and pray. So I will wake up and pray and I will find myself saying things like this. I will pray. I was in secondary school. I will find myself laying hands on my head and say, I have a future. My destiny is secured. I have a future in the light of God. I have a future. My destiny will not stop here in the name of Jesus. So many times I was asking myself, why am I praying these prayers? I will stand up again tomorrow night. I couldn't sleep. There will be this restlessness. Lay your hands on your head and begin to declare, the hand of the Lord is upon me. I cannot be stopped. And that went on for a month, 2 months. Not too long after that, I ran into the story I've heard me tell before about a certain man that just said, I know you. What are you doing? Don't you want to go to school? And that was how he sent me to school. It was some years later, the Lord showed me. He said, you see that prayer you were praying that period? Eh? That was what launched you into that next phase. Are you getting this? Because if I tell you the way I ran into that man, you'll be shocked. I just ran into him in church. What have you been doing? Come and see me. You came to my house 4 years ago for holiday. Is that how they do relationship? You came to do holiday in my house. You and my son used to be friends. Come and see me. And I went to see him and he began to ask me, what's your plan for school? The question you want to ask is, why was it that period that I just finished praying? Remember, he that has an ear. What I'm going to share with you, I pray you will get it in the name of Jesus. Revelation chapter 1, verse 10, it says, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and heard behind me a great voice, as of a trumpet, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. What thou seest, write in a book. Now, I want you to pay attention to that first verse. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and heard behind me a great voice, as of a trumpet. Look at Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. He says, he who has an ear, let him hear and heed what the Spirit says to the churches. Are you seeing this? Let him hear and heed. Can we all read it together? 1, 2, 3, go. Can you give me the book of in Amplified? Amplified. Is it possible? There's no Amplified. Because I described it as Amplified, I'm reading from. Amplified says, he who has an ear, let him hear and heed what the Spirit says to the churches. Because of time, let me just rush. Can I tell you something? Listen and hear what I want to say. One of the worst things that can happen to you in your spiritual journey is to get to the point where you no longer hear what God is trying to say to you. In fact, it is a sign of judgment. When you come to a point where they ask you, what was the last thing God said to you in recent times? And you are like, I can't really put it together. I can't really point it. Let me show you something. 1 Samuel chapter 28, verse 5. 1 Samuel 28 from verse 5 to 6. 1 Samuel 28 from verse 5 to 6. We must have to be fast that we'll pray. 1 Samuel 28 from verse 5 to 6. 1, 2, 3, go. And when Saul, can you read with me? 1, 2, 3, go. And when Saul saw the host of the Philistines, he was afraid and his heart greatly troubled.
And when Saul inquired of, some of you are not reading. What is going on? 1, 2, 3, go. Inquired of the Lord. The Lord answered him not. Neither by dreams, nor by Urim, nor by prophets. When you get to the point. Now, this was when Saul was getting towards the tail end of his kingship. After God had judged him. If you are at any point where you can no longer get an impulse from God. They ask you, what has God said about you in recent times? You don't know. Have you had any dream about what God is saying? No dream. Have you had any leading about what God is saying? Nothing. If you are at that point, see, that is an emergency point. Are you getting this? It's an emergency point. In fact, as I was preparing, the Lord began to place on my heart this. He said, the problem is not that I'm not talking. It is that people are too docile to listen. Are you getting this? And that takes me to the next thing. In the realm of the spirit, response is everything. God can be talking to you. If you don't respond, you will miss out on the bigger things he will be saying. And many times, if you are waiting for God to talk by an audible voice, you may make a mistake. Let me give an example. Have you ever slept and woken up with a song before? You slept, you woke up with a song. When last did you sing the song you woke up with? Some of like sometimes they do. Let me just tell you now. Anytime you wake up with a song, one of the ways you are telling God, I hear what you are saying, is sing the song. If you don't sing the song, you are training yourself to reject the speakings of God. You are training yourself to be docile to when God is talking to you. When God is not saying bigger things, you will not pick it. I learned this thing the hard way. I had a dream. I woke up. I just woke up that morning, went and bathed, just dressed up. In the evening, my wife brought food. This was in Port Harcourt, brought food for me. As I wanted to eat, I heard an audible voice that said, this was what he said. So you couldn't even think about the dream. Ha! I turned back, there was nobody in the room. He said, so you couldn't even think about the dream I gave you. That means God wanted me to at least pause and think about the dream he just gave me. See, it's a law of spiritual intelligence. So, that when God gives you something, let me use normal human examples. Have you ever given somebody a gift before? Something that was special to you. Maybe your butt. You wanted to surprise somebody, your friend. You bought ice cream or bought food for the person. And the person just said, okay. How did you feel? You felt like, or maybe you sent the person credit. Then the person did not even respond, did not say thank you. No response. Then later you now ask the person, guy. Or if it's for the girls, babe, did you not see that credit I sent you? See, I saw it though. Did you know it was from me? I know it was from you. You feel somehow, has that happened before? You're like, this person, what is it, self? Can't you even say, I saw it too? Do you know what happened? Next time, if you want to send the person credit, you will think twice. Has it not happened to you before? In the same way, if God is giving you impulses, if God is nudging you and you are just numb, you are discouraging the spirit. Hey. You are discouraging the spirit. When you wake up in the night, tonight you wake up by 3. Tomorrow you wake up by 4. Tonight you wake up by 3 again. You had dreams night after night and you woke up and did nothing about it. You are discouraging the spirit. Let's look at a story. 1 Samuel chapter 3. First Samuel chapter 3. From verse 1. I was like, play. First Samuel chapter 3 from verse 1. It says, and the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And it came to pass that
when Eli was laid down in his place and his eyes began to wax dim that he could not see. And there the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was. And Samuel was laid down to sleep. That the Lord called Samuel and he answered, "Here am I." And he ran to Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou callest me." And he said, "I called not, lie down again." And he went and lay down. And the Lord called yet again Samuel. And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou didst call me." And he answered, "I called not, my son, lie down again." Now you see, Samuel was saying, "Here am I." But the Lord did not continue because he knew that Samuel was not responding to God but to Eli. Are you getting this? So, see, God wants you to respond to him knowing that it is God you are dealing with. Are you getting this? Are you getting what I'm saying? It says, verse 7, "Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time, and he arose and went to Eli and said, 'Here am I, for thou didst call me.'" Now, another thing you need to see about the way God speaks here, God will not speak in a very strange way to you. He will speak in a voice that most times you can even attribute to somebody else that is close to you. Please, are you with me? So that means you must not mistake familiarity for the fact that God is not speaking. For the fact he came in a simple way. Have you been in a discussion before? You and your friend are talking, and your friend just said something, and within you were like, you were just, but your friend just said something, and you began to feel like, are you sure it's not God that moved my friend to say this thing? Are you getting this? You know, even people who are not serious with God, if they can get this, they will go faster and farther. The bold man that took me to the conference I had to attend this morning, I was led to preach to him. When I was done preaching to him, he looked at me and said, "It's like God is trying to tell me something." He said, "Yesterday, I carried a pastor, and the pastor was preaching to me. Now, I carried another pastor, and the pastor was preaching to me. Are you sure?" I said, "God is trying to tell you something." Now, therefore, Eli said unto Samuel, "Go and lie down, it shall be." Okay, let me read from verse 8. "And the Lord called Samuel again the third time, and he arose and went to Eli and said, 'Here am I, for thou didst call me.'" Now, everybody read the last part. "And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child." Are you seeing? So, Eli knows that when God is trying to get you, he will do it the first time. He will do it again. He will do it again. So, Eli began to perceive by experience that God is trying to get this guy's attention. So, Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. "Therefore, Eli said unto Samuel, 'Go lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth.'" Can you say after me, everybody? "Speak, Lord, for thy child heareth. Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth." Some of you, you are at a point in your life, you don't even know where your life is heading to. You need to take a fast and say, "God, speak, Lord. Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth." Let me tell you, if you ever get to a point where you are like, "Where am I getting to? Am I getting married? What is going to happen? My job?" You need to take some time. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. My future, speak, Lord. This year, speak, Lord. What are you trying to tell me? And then, when Samuel said that, the Lord began to continue. Response. Can you say after me? Response is everything. In the spirit realm, response is everything. Look at Job 33, verse 14 to 15. Verse 14 to 16, please. It says, "For God speaketh once, yea, twice, yet man perceiveth it not." Verse 15, "In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon men, in slumberings upon the bed." Verse 16, "Then he openeth the ears of men and sealeth their instruction." What does it mean, sealeth their instruction? Meaning they cannot interfere. I want to ask some of you a question. Has there been any time in your life where night after night you were having dreams where you woke up and you don't remember? Has happened before?
You were having dreams. And then you woke up and you couldn't remember. See, when that kind of thing happens, take up a fast, pray. Start praying. Has it also happened to you before where it's as if you got something spiritually, but when you were trying to tell somebody, you forgot. It was difficult for you to bring it out from where it was. You're like, if I can just remember this thing. Has it happened to you before? See, you know what I'm trying to do here? I've discovered that in spiritual things, there is something called skill. And if you are not taught the skill, you'll be having challenges. Have you ever been in a situation where you bought an equipment and you read everything in the equipment and they said, if you do it like this, the equipment will work. But when you try to do it that way, it did not work. You followed everything on the manual, and there was a problem. It still did not work. Then you now call somebody that knows how to do it. You now say, oh, there's one button under here that actually, even though the manual said this, you have to tweak it like this. And then when the person tweaked it, everything began to work. The same thing happens in spiritual things too. So you can read some things in the Bible. You can say, okay, God will guide you. He will show you the way of life. He will do this, he will do that. If you don't learn some skills, you'll be like, but I did everything I saw. Why is this thing? I was talking to someone. I've shared it here with you before. God said he would deliver Lot from Sodom and Gomorrah in the destruction. That's what God agreed with Abraham. Listen, please, are you with me? God agreed with Abraham that if I find 10, I will not destroy. He now said, but for Abraham's sake, I will deliver Lot and his family. Lot did not know that there was deliverance coming for him. God did not tell Lot anything. The angels came to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, and when they entered, Lot was able to spot them. That means Lot may have been destroyed in that storm. He will go to heaven and say, God, you did not bring deliverance for me. And God will say, I brought deliverance for you. Please, are you with me? He will say, I sent the angels to deliver you. And God will say, I didn't see any angel. The problem was God was counting on Lot's discernment. God was counting on Lot's discernment to just know that, those men are for me. And Lot embraced those men, and that was how Lot received his deliverance. What I'm trying to tell you is that if you go through spiritual training and you are not taught how to discern spiritual things like this, you may live to 70. You will meet God and say, didn't you promise me? And God will say, I did it. And you'll be wondering, where is it? Say after me, in the name of Jesus. My ears are opened. Say after me, in the name of Jesus. My ears are opened. You know, I'm telling you to talk. It's one of the ways of activating spiritual things. Look at Samuel. He said, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. So by the time you say, Lord, my eyes are open to see. When you show me, I will see. That's how you will see. Are you getting it? Say, when the Lord speaks. Say after me, when the Lord speaks, I perceive. When the Lord speaks, I perceive. Two more group of scriptures, then we'll pray. Matthew 13, from verse 10. I'm talking about response. So, response is everything. One of the ways to activate angels is to respond. Let me tell you, I've said it before. If you learn how to worship God, in a practical sense, angels will spot you out. If you learn how to lift your hands, learn how to bow. When we say lift your hands, express yourself to God. The person who is most expressive is the one that angels will point out first. Pastor, anyone can relate to what I'm saying. Have you gone for a meeting before to minister? And the Lord is moving you, leading you to release the anointing. Have you not noticed that it's people that look like they're very serious that you go to first? It's not eye service, so it is how the Lord moves. So when people are slow to honor the Lord, they say, lift up your hands like this. Pray in the Spirit. Lift your voice and pray.
I'm not the one that killed Jesus.
See, but I don't know. Else would they say they have encounters, angelic encounters? You have been disqualifying yourself without knowing. Are you with me? Matthew 13, verse 10. And the disciples came and said unto him, why speaketh unto them in parables? He answered and said unto them, because it is given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom, but to them is not given. Now everybody read verse 12. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away, even that he hath. Hey! In the name of the Spirit, Satan takes away things from people. Let's read on. Verse 13. Everybody now read verse 13 with a loud voice. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. Verse 14. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which said, by hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see and shall not perceive. Verse 15. Now everybody see the problem. Verse 15, 1, 2, 3, go. For these people's heart is wax gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Are you seeing the problem? They have become familiar. They don't expect anything. Their heart have wax gross. Is it not church? Is it not dream? I had a dream now. What is it? It's not that deep. Are you with me? It's not that deep. You know, some of you asked me, how do you remember some of the dreams that you say you remember? Pastor will remember something. Because I kept them. When they came, see, there is a lot of impression. If you take it personal, you remember. If you take it carelessly, you forget. Have you ever had a program to go for? Maybe you had an interview the next day by 7. Eh? And you said, you told yourself, Kai, this interview I must go. Or maybe it was a special program or something. You were so excited and you took it so serious. And by 5:30, you woke up. You woke up at the right time that you just need to get ready and go, and you'll be early. Has it happened before? Why did it happen? Your spirit knew what you took serious. Your spirit knew what you took serious. If you take it serious, your spirit will affect your body. If you take it serious, your spirit will affect your body. If you don't take it serious, you will forget. If you don't take it serious, something heavy will come and it will just pass you. It is now later you'll be like, really? Yes. That's what I'm trying to teach you. Because, see, let me tell you why I'm talking like this. Why it looks like Pastor David is. I know how spiritual things work. It works in times and seasons. When God is trying to push people into the next phase, it's as if there is a wind that comes around that season, and you begin to have dreams. You begin to have strange encounters. What has happened is that God is trying to tell you, it's time. Something is about to happen. Start preparing. Start preparing. Move, move, move now. Sometimes when God wants to start praying about something that will happen in the future, he would come earlier. Like Moses. Why was it that it was 10 years to the time it was close to when they will be freed? Moses was just moved to go and deliver the Israelites. Something was being stirred. If you miss that season, you have to wait another cycle. Another sign I will give you, then we will pray. One other sign you will know that God is trying to do something in your life is when your distractions are plenty. When your distractions are the most intense, that's when God needs your most intense attention. Let me say that very well. Satan sends your greatest distraction when God needs your greatest attention. Do you remember when Jesus was about to die? And Jesus called 3 of his disciples and said, my soul is exceedingly heavy. Can you stay here and watch? And went to pray. And guess what? He came back and they were sleeping. The Bible says they were sleeping for sorrow. Meaning the sleep was so serious. The sleep was so heavy. And he says, why are you both sleeping? He says, watch and pray, lest you fall into temptation. He went and came back. They were still sleeping. And then he looked at them and said, you know what? The hour is come and the time of darkness. You can sleep on now. The hour you would have used to pray, you slept. See, that means when the pressure to sleep the most is there, that's when God wants you to pray the most. Oh, please, are you with me?
Let me tell you something. In spiritual, if we are all honest, even your spiritual leader, if we are all honest, our spiritual intensity is not the same every time. There are some periods where you are just praying, you are just praying. There are some periods where it looks like you are struggling to pray. It looks like your spiritual journey, you are struggling to read the Bible. That time is the time you should do it more. See, that's the time you should fight. Because usually, the reason why you are struggling is because there is something at stake. And Satan knows. Satan knows there is something at stake. Can you tell your neighbor, he that has an ear, let him hear. Say after me, I have an ear. I will respond. Sometimes it looks like work is pressing you down. So many things are just distracting you. You are feeling discouraged about your life. That period where the devil is trying to tell you that, oh, you are a failure. You are useless. Your life is not anything. That's the time where God wants to promote you. Oh, yes. What will you amount to? Are you not seeing yourself? There's a book I'm looking for. Please, if you see, buy it for me. By Ryan Holiday. It's called Obstacle is the Way. That same period, where it's looking like, what is your life about? You put your hand here, it did not work. You put your hand here, it did not work. See, in the midst of that, that is where the answer is. That is where the answer is. That is when God is about to do something that will change everything. But will you see? So that means the real function of the frustration is not to frustrate you, but to blind you from what God is doing. But to blind you from what God is doing. Jump on your feet. We're going to pray. We're going to pray. And I want you to pray like, Jesus. I've come to discover, you see this thing called opportunity in life, time and chance. Time and chance is everything. There are some things that cannot be repeated because there were some prevailing circumstances that made them happen. And usually, when you are close to such kind of seasons, God will be trying to position you, you know, and you need to be alert to see what God is trying to do. God just makes you meet somebody the first time. You meet the person again the second time. You meet the person again the third time. See, go and ask God, what are you trying to do? Don't discard it. What are you trying to do? When something is heavy on your heart, you are somewhere, God is pushing you, talk to this person. He's pushing you, talk to this person. You don't know if that person is a door. My job here is to get you alert. Say after me, in the name of Jesus. My ears are open. In the name of Jesus. Wherever I have been spiritually docile, wherever I have been distracted, wherever I have been clouded by the wrong things, Lord, separate me from it. Let your fire remove all the chaff and let me receive direction. From this moment, I am aligned to your plan for me. From this moment, I am aligned to your plan for me. I am aligned to my destiny. I am aligned to my destiny. I am in step with you. Oh, I want to hear your voice like thunder. I am in step with you, Lord. I am not careless. I am not distracted. By your mercy, by your wisdom, by your power, I am in step with you. My prayer altar receives new fire. My eyes in the spirit, I open to see. My eyes in the spirit are laser open to see. My ears are open to hear. My heart is ready to descend. Begin to pray right now.